This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930 The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz in Tampa, Florida. And we're also broadcasting across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations via the Genesis Communications Network and the Westwood One XDS receiver, satellite receiver. Now, thanks to all of our military men and women listening to us around the world, plus to our first responders too, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, for your service to America. And for all those who work the third watch at night, we are your voice on the radio to get you through the night. Thank you for tuning in, chiming in, and opining in like a lot of people have been doing since even before the show started. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you can communicate with us via the internet during the show if you don't want to call, or on Twitter at Captain's America. Joining us right now, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and I know you're sitting at home. You had lightning a little while ago, right?
Yeah. Good old lightning. Love it. Hi, Captain. You know, you were talking about, oh, and also, yes, you're right. We love Dave when he comes, Dan when he comes on. He just, whoa, he's well.
Dan, ma'am.
Yes, Dan, we love you. And you know something? We've been talking, and you do, Captain, every night, and you just did, give everybody, you know, thanks for what they do. And I found an article that goes so well along with that. You know, age doesn't matter. You know, just anybody that works a job and does the best they are, we should never discredit them for their age or whatever the job is. I found a little article, brand new, I thought you all would like. It's a true story. And let me read this to you. I have time reading this thing with this bumpy book here. The late Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate, often told the story of the keeper of a spring, an old man who lived above the hills of a town. Quietly and without fanfare or acclaim, the old man kept the pools above the town free from leaves, branches, and debris that would otherwise have choked off the flow of water, giving fresh water and power to the town. One year, however, guess what? The town officials thought, oh, we're going to eliminate the keeper's pay from the budget. Isn't that nice? Figuring that no one heard from him for a while and his work was probably unnecessary anyway. Did you ever hear that? Oh, yeah. His work's not necessary. Well, let's find out. For a while, the springs bubbled as before, but eventually the water turned stagnant and the flow was reduced to a trickle. The leaders of the town quickly realized they made a mistake, and they hired back the keeper. It's a good thing he was nice. He hired him back of the springs, and the water began to flow freely again. You know, we can't ever say, if the person's doing a good job, and this is where our free enterprise comes in, age shouldn't matter, it shouldn't matter. He never complained about his pay, never complained about anything, and yet they did that. So there's kind of a good little example of, you know, somebody that was, just like you third watch people, it doesn't matter what jobs you do. That's why the captain puts so many of your jobs there. It doesn't matter what you do. As long you're important. You're important. This is a free enterprise.
Everything, an expression comes to mind, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's right. And you know, it wasn't broken. They tried to fix it. What happened? It broke. So that's right, Captain. That's a good one. And another one. Listen to this from Sam Ewing. Hard work spotlights the character of people. Some turn up their sleeves. Some turn up their noses. And some don't turn up at all. And, you know, we know that's true. And it goes along with how I believe and why I really don't like government shutdowns also. Because we need all, just about everybody, that whatever your job is, and you know, age doesn't matter. Young people maybe need to even learn from older people how to. This was a man. This is a true story. This poor man never asked for more money, never asked for anything, and he was doing a fantastic job for an entire town. Until he left, they didn't realize that they needed him. So, you know, maybe a word to, it's called a word to the wise. And I know the captain does, because he does this every night, and so do I. I appreciate everyone. And I know for me, I've loved everything I've ever done in life. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't love it, because I probably wouldn't have done it well. So find something that you like to do. It's a free enterprise. Don't sit around. I don't believe there's a human being that should have to just sit around and do nothing if they're capable of working. Do you, Captain? They could find something to do.
No, there's always something you can do, even if it's just volunteering to get you out of the house.
Absolutely. Like, which all of you know, I've always volunteered. You know, absolutely. There's something you can contribute to society.
And by the way, if you volunteer often enough and you do the job that you're doing well
they'll
enough.
They'll hire you.
So, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely, they'll hire you. So, you know, I'm at a point where in my age that would not matter. But, yes, many of you, if you in between, volunteer, do something. I don't understand people who just exist anyway. But anyway, just a little word now. Tomorrow night, I know it's going to be Valentine's Day the next day, so Valentine message tomorrow night. And remember, in the meantime, God loves every one of you, and so do I. Think the captain, you have the growing the greatest army in the whole world. Your team is just, I couldn't love a team more. So just remember, every one of you, as you're out there, truck driver, whatever you're doing, you know what? Everything is needed. Everything's appreciated. I love every one of you. Thank you so much, and God bless America. Thank you, Kat.
All right, and that's Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor. By the way, special shout-out to Ed, who's on his way back down from Jacksonville, and Trucker Mike, Trucker Rick, Trucker Nate, the suicide jockeys headed on up there to Bainbridge, Georgia, to get their gasoline and go deliver it. And Thomas, the suicide jockey, we heard from him. And we've got a new driver whose name escapes me here. I had it, but I can't find it, who checked in from Georgia, listens to us on 92.1 as he comes on down the highway to make local deliveries up there. So special shout-out to you. You know who I'm talking about, but I lost your little message thing there. I accidentally deleted it, so I don't have your name, but I know you mentioned it to me yesterday. You were listening. We thank you very much. And all the drivers that are out there and all those mail haulers, you know, people seem to forget that the mail, most of it, never sees an airplane when you send it airmail. It goes by truck. And a lot of those are long-haul trucks that are out there, teams and whatnot. But certainly all the mail that gets moved around here, it never goes directly from, say, Sarasota to Miami. It goes from Sarasota to the local bulk mail center, which could be in Tampa, which could be in Fort Myers. And then it goes to Miami, which is why it doesn't get there, like, the next day in a lot of cases. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch, we're coming right back, and your phone calls are welcome.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show. And you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at DR Mold Solutions. And, you know, there's over 300,000 species of mold. And mold is a problem that gets into your homes, gets into your offices, gets into your workspaces, storage trailers, whatever, that can cause asthma, itch me eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So don't put your family or your associates at risk. Now, you can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA-approved method that kills mold, and it's very effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. All you got to do is contact my friends at DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622, to have a healthy environment. Give them a call today, 727-692-9622, and ask them about their Valentine's Day special good today and tomorrow, and then we move on to something different. DR Mold Solutions, where they kill mold, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, if we want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600 on anything that you heard us talking about, or maybe you've got something that's on your mind that you want to tell us about. I'm going to talk about a couple of different things here. First of all, we've heard a lot of discussion about prescription drugs and expenses and how the president's trying to bring the expense down and all that. And I don't know if you know this or not, ladies and gentlemen, but after a cabinet meeting held yesterday at the White House before the president went on down to El Paso, the Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, took a moment to explain about how America's seniors are footing the drug bills for patients in some of the richest countries in the world. This is what the Secretary Azar had to say. He said, and I quote, "So under President Trump, we found that is that our Medicare program for senior citizens, for the drugs that doctors administer in their offices to patients, that we're paying 180% of what the Europeans, the Canadians, and the Japanese are paying for the exact same drugs. The secretary went on to say, pharma is making all their profit here in the United States, and then they're giving their sweetheart deals to the other countries, not here in the U.S. Now, my first thought is, that's totally wrong, and something's got to be done. That's my first thought. And then I'm going to read on to tell you what my second thought is here. Putting Americans first has always been the core to President Trump's agenda since day one. And last week, during his second State of the Union address, he called on Congress to join him. He said, the next priority to me and for all of us should be to lower the cost of health care and prescription drugs to protect patients from pre-existing conditions. Now, here's my thought on what I just told you about us paying 180% of what the Europeans, the Canadians, and Japanese are paying for the drugs. First of all, tax the hell out of these drug companies that are sending stuff to Europe, to Canada, and Japan where they're doing this. If they're doing that, throw an excise tax on there and say, look, the excise tax comes off when you give the people in the U.S. the same exact price. That's my first thought. And already, President Trump's efforts to put patients in control have resulted in the single largest decline in drug prices in 48 years. I know that because something that I used to have to pay the deductible for last year, I now am getting for nothing. Don't have to give anything to it that my doctor told me that I need to take. And the FDA approved a record number of generic drugs in 2017 and 18 as alternatives to expensive brand name medicines. All told, these approvals so far have saved customers a staggering $26 billion. Now, the next chapter in the fight against high drug prices is increasing transparency and ending the practice of global free riding. Hospitals, insurance companies, and drug companies should be required to disclose the real prices to patients to drive the costs down. You know, if you go to a hospital and they administer whatever, and then they prescribe it to you later, check your hospital bill, see what the price is for what they gave you, and then go and see what the prescription pill price is. Guarantee it's lower, the prescription, versus what it is in a hospital. And I get it. I understand making a profit. But really, 180% above what we pay, they actually save 80% when these drug companies sell it to Europe and Japan and Canada. They get it for 80% less. That's wrong. It's wrong. It's unfair. And I'll tell you what, I just gave you another issue to talk to your congressman about. If you didn't know it, you know it now. 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. That's your member of Congress. Call him and say, hey, man, what are you folks trying to do to me with these drug companies? We've got to do something about it. Now, I got to admit, George W. Bush tried to do something about it. Remember the Medicare D and all that stuff, the plan that he put through? It worked for a while. Obama turned around. Things went bananas because, again, we got Obamacare and, oh, you're going to save money. Oh, you're going to be able to keep your doctor. All that crap, which was just exactly that. They knew you weren't going to be able to keep your doctor or your plan. Oh, by the way, the latest thing, Medicare for All, your insurance plan is history. History. Medicare for All means Medicare for All, and the government runs it. Think about that. You want the government involved in your health care? I don't think so. I don't think so. Again, socialism has never worked anywhere in the world, period. Show me one place where it's worked. You can't. Now let's take a look at the candidates, the Democratic candidates, the name candidates, because there's a whole bunch of them. There's well over 100 and almost 150 Democratic candidates that have filed with the FEC their intention to run for president. Now, they all haven't announced, but they filed their intention. But let's start with some of the top ones here.
Cory Booker, the U.S. Senator and former mayor of Newark from New Jersey. Pete Buttigieg, and it's pronounced, let's see, Buttigieg, sorry about that. He's been running for president since January. He's the youngest mayor of a U.S. city, South Bend, Indiana. Julian Castro, the former U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and former San Antonio mayor. John Delaney, former U.S. representative from Maryland. He was the first notable Democrat to enter the race, filing to run more than 18 months ago. Tulsi Gabbard, U.S. representative from Hawaii, who is an Iraq War veteran, who currently serves on the House Armed Services Committee. Kirsten Gillibrand, a U.S. senator from New York, announced back on January 15 she was running for president. And former Democratic colleague, Al Franklin, endorsed her to run. Kamala Harris, the U.S. Senator from California, is running. Amy Klobuchar, who just announced here a couple days ago in a snowstorm that she's running. Elizabeth Warren, Senator from Massachusetts. Marianne Williamson, I'll bet there's one you haven't heard of, who's best known as the author of Oprah Winfrey's, she's Oprah Winfrey's spiritual advisor, and she announced she was running for president. She's raised $2 million for an independent run back in 2014 for California's 33rd congressional district. She finished fourth in that field. Andrew Yang, an entrepreneur from New York, who filed to run for president in 2017. He's promoting what's called a freedom dividend, his policy to institute a universal basic income of $1,000 per month for every American adult, whether you work or not. Sound familiar? Now, we're also taking a look at some other people who may get involved. Now, this makes up some 40 fairly common names in the Democratic Party. Former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, who gave the rebuttal to the State of the Union. Obviously, she wasn't on the same page when she did that. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who, by the way, in many polls is still the leader in the clubhouse to go up against Donald Trump. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who he might be an independent, he might be a Democrat, he certainly won't be a Republican. Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's actually traveling to New Hampshire to meet with New Hampshire Mayor up there. He's been talked about a lot. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. Former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, Representative Seth Moulton, former Representative Beto O'Rourke, Senator Bernie Sanders, and former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. All names that could get involved in the mix if they're not already in it. All right, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a look at our first military report.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It seems there is a deal to avoid another government shutdown. The president says he isn't thrilled with the bipartisan package that would offer nearly $1.4 billion for border fencing. White House aides say the president is likely to sign it. He also appears ready to declare a national emergency to build the wall.
We're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less important areas.
The president's critics have vowed to challenge such moves in court and in Congress. The Treasury Department says the U.S. national debt has increased. It topped $22 trillion for the first time. The Trump tax cut and increased spending on the military have helped create the jump. When President Trump took office, the national debt was $19.95 trillion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and our military and veterans news segments are brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you across the United States in the highways and byways. And I will tell you that those of you that are struggling, those of you that aren't sure what you're going to do, I want you to listen up to what they have to say right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, even in lieu of the new Green Deal, which is a bunch of nonsense and it's going absolutely nowhere, there is a big need right now still for aviation maintenance techs. Now, that includes people that work on jet aircraft, people that work on fixed wing, people that work on helicopters, and people that work on drones. None of that, I repeat, is going to go away any time soon, regardless of what you hear Ocasio-Cortez tell you. Now, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, if you got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, and you're a veteran, you're a post-9/11 veteran in particular, Your GI benefits, your GI Bill benefits are right there, standing up close and personal, and can be used, and your training can be paid for totally by your GI Bill benefits. Now, if you're post 9/11, you're going to have perhaps a portion of your benefits that will be paid by your GI Bill. So what you have to do is you have to call the National Aviation Academy if you're interested and find out what it is that you can get. Now, if you're a civilian, you apply for a student loan just like you would anywhere else under any other circumstances. But here's the good part. There are a lot of open positions available all around the world for an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you check out the National Aviation Academy, they have two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, and the other is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area, where their campus has been expanded because of the new influx of students that are learning how to become aviation maintenance techs. And by the way, age doesn't matter, because sometimes seasoned people that want to learn another trade and retire on that because of what they can do later on in life is a lot better than being earlier. You're sowing your wild oats, so to speak. But in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. It's just that simple. So I want you to check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Schedule a tour. Go there to one of their campuses and find out what they're all about and take a look at what they have and listen to what they have to say. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. One more time on the number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door for you wide slap open. Now, the battle to push ISIS out of the last Syrian enclave has intensified. Basically, we're down to the point where they're not taking any prisoners, because these guys that are entrenched and gals that are entrenched are there to fight to the death. And that's what they're doing in the last little area, the last little village that the anti-ISIS forces are going into. A lot of airstrikes going on, a lot of artillery going on, a lot of just absolute blatant destruction of where these people are hiding in the rubble and then coming out to fight and ambush the anti-ISIS troops that are going after them. The reality is that not an operation that works on a timetable. This one here, this is not an operation that works on a timetable. It works on street to street, house to house, block by block. And it will take as long as necessary, maybe even more weeks, to get this job done before they clear everything out. Because they are not giving any more options to the ISIS fighters. You had your chance to give up. You're still there. We're coming in. You're the enemy. Goodbye. See ya. Now, the Pentagon is also weighing some troop cuts, as the acting defense secretary, Patrick Shanahan, wound up in Afghanistan, made a surprise visit. The U.S. is considering what cuts to U.S. force levels could support peace negotiations in Afghanistan while balancing the risks there. And in the meantime, we are bombing the bejesus out of the Taliban to force them to negotiate. Every chance, every opportunity, every place they're at, every time they show their heads, boom, we bomb them. Which is a slight change from before, because our bombing rates are now way, way up in Afghanistan as the peace talks are continuing to move along. And the U.S. military now, the Pentagon, is reviewing calls for changes to how the U.S. investigates and reports civilian war casualties. Now, the U.S. military should refine how it identifies and measures civilian casualties during combat operations to include greater collaboration with humanitarian groups, according to a recently released Pentagon report, because the numbers never jive. And with the military, they're mostly concerned about not an accurate number right off the bat, but an approximate number, because they've got more important things to do than to stand there and just take their teams and just count bodies, so to speak. That's left to the civilian agencies to do. By the way, you heard me talk yesterday about two U.S. destroyers who steamed right by a couple of the islands in the South China Sea and the increasingly contested South China Sea, part of the continuing effort to counter Beijing's claim over those waters. And now we hear the United Kingdom is going to send their big carrier, their only carrier, the Queen Elizabeth, into the same waters. And a U.S. general is now saying that the defeat of ISIS in Syria won't mean the end of ISIS, because he's estimated that ISIS retained between 500 and 1,200 fighters to stay behind to fight in the least the test pocket of the territorial control, which represents less than 1% of the territory that the terrorist group controlled at its peak. A lot of them got away to fight another day with their families. They surfaced themselves in family groups and went out with their families and went to other parts of the Middle East and other parts of the globe. For example, a lot of them went to Africa. Some of them may have found their way to Europe, but a lot of them went to Africa, where the fight is on there, as you well know. And as I just mentioned, the U.S. military conducted more airstrikes in Afghanistan last year than in the three previous years combined, making 2018 the most kinetic year for airstrikes in the country. And so far in 2019, we're ahead of the 2018 pace in Afghanistan going after the Taliban. Now, our new Pentagon chief, Mr. Shanahan, who is a former business executive, who has little political stature and doesn't have the military experience in making, I would call it, international debut. He is the acting Secretary of Defense. Will start to show himself more around the world, different meetings and whatnot. Because while the president hasn't submitted a Department of Defense secretary's name yet, Mr. Shanahan could, in fact, be the person who gets that title. Now, we'll see. We'll see. Because it all depends on how he works with the rest of the military, with our generals and our admirals that we have there. All right, well, going to take another look at the highways and byways and tell you where that snowstorm is moving to, because, yep, there's another storm headed east. That means you guys in Nebraska and Minnesota and Dakotas, you got a little reprieve right now, but not for long. I shall return, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, where it's all about we the people.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stand
that's Creedence Clearwater Revival kicking off this edition of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group with four dealerships to serve you. Remember those four words: you serve, you save, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all 911 dispatchers too. Get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle at Moss Family Automotive. Four dealerships to serve you. Now, the weather system on the West Coast that's interacting with a deep plume of tropical moisture that found its way over from Hawaii is bringing heavy rain along the central and southern California coast, which is producing flash flooding, possible debris flows near recent wildfire burn scars, and a real mess for the West Coast of the United States right now. Now, mountains across the West, including the Great Basin and Rocky Mountains, are going to receive substantial accumulations of snow measuring in feet, several feet in some cases, not just a few inches, as other areas will be getting. Now, let me take a look. You've got some windy conditions tonight up in Washington State. Now, in the southeastern corner of Washington State, you've got some snow flurries. But when you move on over into Idaho, Coeur d'Alene and points east, including 4th of July, guess what? You got to hang iron because you got a winter storm warning. And all the way down through Idaho, central Idaho, all the way down to Boise, up on top of Cabbage, which is Oregon, for those of you that don't know, on I-84, you have got a real, real mess when it comes to snow. It's a winter storm warning, chain law, the whole nine yards. Now, going down the mountainous areas of Oregon, you've got snow tonight. You've got snow along I-5 in the high peak areas. You've got snow flurries in other parts of Oregon, Northern California, as well as northwestern Nevada, including Reno, Lake Tahoe. You've got a winter weather advisory there. It's going to get very dicey as the day goes along. Chain laws in effect going over Donner, so be advised of that. High wind warnings and rain for lots of California, Southern California, San Diego East in particular, going to get a bunch of rain. It's going to find its way over to Kingman, Arizona. Higher elevations in Arizona will be getting snow as this system moves east. And I will tell you that Utah, you've got snow, Salt Lake City North, winter storm warning into Idaho. Now, going to Wyoming, the system is finding its way into Wyoming. A winter storm warning for Wyoming for several inches of snow, higher elevations again, measuring it in the feet. Winds will blow snow across the highway, making visibility and driving difficult. Be careful there. All you truckers headed into Wyoming, I-80 certainly is going to be an adventure. Now, going down into Colorado, in particular, western Colorado, west of Denver, west of Colorado Springs, you've got snow in the mountains. You've got snow out to Grand Junction. That snow is moving east. I would suspect by later in the day it'll be moving, and certainly by tonight, it'll be moving into eastern Colorado towards Nebraska, towards Kansas. North and South Dakota, you may be out of the woods today, but come tomorrow, it'll be a different story. Minnesota, you're good for the next day and a half or so, and then guess what? You're going to get it all over again. Same for Iowa. Right now in Missouri, where we had a mixture of weather yesterday, we've got some rain in the southern part of Missouri. Arkansas, you got rain from Little Rock east towards the Memphis area. You got some rain in the Memphis area as well as the northern part of Tennessee. Some rain showers scattered around Kentucky. Some rain showers scattered around Indiana where it's not snowing. As Dave pointed out, it was snowing in Lafayette, Indiana tonight. And southern Ohio, you've got snow in the higher elevations there in Ohio. And snow along the lake right now tonight with a rain mixture that's going in and out in between the temperatures at 30, 31, 32, 33, 34 degrees, depending on where you're at. Some snow along the lee shore of Lake Ontario. However, north of Syracuse, east towards Albany, all the way up to the Canadian border, up I-81, up I-87, the Adirondacks, the Catskills, a winter storm warning for New York State tonight. Winter storm warning. And that goes all the way across into Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire and Maine and the northern part of Massachusetts. Other than that, things aren't looking too awfully bad. Windy conditions in Arizona, that could change at any time with the front coming across. Windy conditions in New Mexico. Also some windy conditions in the panhandle in Texas. Now, again, keep in mind, Moss Family Automotive, four dealerships to serve you, are in the mix when it comes to the You Serve, You Save program. We got people coming from all across the United States, all across the United States to buy vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. And we appreciate hearing about the folks when you come over there. When they tell me there's somebody coming in to buy a vehicle, the captain sent them, I obviously come up there to shake your hand and let you know that I really appreciate what you're doing. And we thank you very much. And I appreciate it. And good morning, LJ. Appreciate hearing from you. But right now, let's drift down over to the telephone lines. And we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, with us. Well, very briefly, just to kind of tease this and get it out of the way, while we're talking to the Taliban in Afghanistan, we're bombing the hell out of them every time they pop their heads up.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And apparently, this last round of bombings has been more than what it's been in the past 3 years combined.
I can't speak to that, so I don't.
Well, that's the story I have that tells me that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, that's entirely possible.
Yep. So apparently it's peace through strength. Who said that? Wasn't that Reagan?
Yeah.
Yeah. And some things never get old, do they?
Well, I would say why do we think we can trust the Taliban? I just don't.
I wouldn't.
So, fine that we're in some kind of peace talks, but for the Taliban not to include the Afghan government in these talks tells me that there's no point in having them. I just don't see how that works.
Well, I totally agree with you, and again, we had our defense secretary, our interim defense secretary, acting defense secretary, over there. He made a surprise trip over there, and he was meeting with the Afghan government and meeting with our generals, trying to see if we could, in fact, reduce our troop strength over there. But again, I keep being told that as we reduce our troop strength, we're going to increase our private contractors over there, a la Eric Prince. I keep being told that. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a lot of weight in that one. The Pentagon has put their hands on their hips. They don't want any part of Eric Prince in that theater. He's pretty busy with the big contract that he's got with China right now anyway.
Yeah, and he's also his organization has popped up in a few places in Africa, so apparently they're doing some selective things, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, here comes the music, so I'm going to let the music take us to the top of the hour break. And by the way, after the top of the hour news, I'll be back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And just because we're going to defeat ISIS and drive them out of the area that they're in, which apparently there's about 12 to 1,500 fighters that are fighting to the death in this area, making life very, very miserable for the Syrian forces, our allies that are trying to get in there. We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about some other stuff, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.